Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. It is absolutely wonderful to have you here today, as always. And I'm very excited about the guest that I'm going to be interviewing today. So as you probably know, we all struggle with looking after our well-being. We're either stressed for one reason or another, or complacent, or we just don't feel like we are worthy of the best. So who I have today, her name is Victoria Christine, and Victoria is the founder of Live Your Brilliance. She's an empowered living mentor and vocal alchemist. She assists her clients to implement strategies to optimize their well-being. She empowers you to change anything that's just not working in your life. And her programs and offerings include soul song attunements, access bars, and access consciousness body work classes, and break the mold and live your brilliance empowerment programs. Victoria is both an ordained minister and a certified access bars facilitator, and she facilitates classes for you to learn these hands-on body processes that assist you to have more ease and joy and space with whatever is occurring in your life. Her unique contributions include the 30 Days of Kindness Challenge, and she's also the host of the Voice of Change radio show. Victoria Christine catalyzes people with mental pain and self-worth issues as a result of religious trauma and spiritual abuse to experience dynamic, lasting change. She also assists you to actualize your desires more effectively. And she also invites you to be a part of her community. So, also more about Victoria. She's a lifelong student of spirituality and health and well-being, and she also has 18 years of previous experience working as a nurse in a multitude of healthcare settings, including psychiatric care. Victoria's background includes extensive education in music, psychology, and child and family studies, and culminating in the she's done a lot. So she also loves the outdoors, and she's an enthusiast and traveler, and she loves yoga, running and singing, and piano and dancing and whatever else strikes her fancy. I'd love to welcome Victoria Christine. Hello, Victoria.
Hello, Miriam. Good morning. That was a mouthful. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, well, it is such a pleasure, and thank you so much for coming me on. So, you know, you sound like you've got an interesting background. So would you mind telling us about your story and why you do what you do?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll just take the floor here. So I especially enjoy helping people overcoming mental pain and self-worth issues because I've been through the ringer myself. There was a time, Miriam, where I was a very tortured individual and where the best days of my life was maybe staying in bed for 10 hours a day as a person. And what I didn't recognize was that there was a link between the programming that I had received and bought as real in the religion that I grew up in because of the training that I experienced there, especially that really, I think, had a big correlation to do with the level of depression and mental anguish that was occurring in my life. And when I put two and two together, I was like, oh, okay, so maybe it isn't me after all. Maybe it's some of these programmings that really weren't working for me.
Right.
And so basically, you know, when I grew up, I grew up as a Mormon, and, you know, I tried to fit into a worldview, a very strict worldview of what is black and white, right and wrong. You know, and honestly, that left me as a desperate people pleaser, a perfectionist, and with a sense of shame and being not good enough no matter what I did. And you know, and that is religious trauma, and because the religion that I left, which is Mormonism, says that I am an apostate, and people who leave are in Satan's control if we leave. That is one example of spiritual abuse.
Okay.
Now, this is not a light and fluffy topic, but it's just something that I feel important to voice, that religion isn't for everyone. I have a soft spot in my heart for others going through similar religious transitions. You know, I can respect that religion is good for some people. I really can. And I am sensitive mm-hmm. to and enjoy empowering those seeking to exit it, though, because they have, you know, they have felt disempowered and depressed within their religion. So by all means, you know, it can be really uplifting for some people, but we need to make the distinction between the people that it is not, especially the more fundamental type of religions it's not working for. So, you know, Miriam, it brings me great satisfaction to empower people who have endured mental pain and self-worth issues because of religion.
Right. No, that, you know what, this is a common thing. I've heard so many stories like this, and it's amazing that you're able to break free from that.
Well, thank you. It's been a journey for sure, and, you know, I walk a fine line here, and it's still something that it really brings me joy to have moved past.
Wow. Well, you know what? I mean, I think this is a very important message because there are a lot of people who are probably unaware of the fact that they're also feeling like in a situation like you were back then until you made those discoveries.
Right.
So I'm just now going to ask you, what are some ways that you can empower people?
Oh, yeah. Some of the ways that I empower people, I have a few programs and things in place. I founded Live Your Brilliance, and Live Your mm-hmm. Brilliance, the aim of my company is to empower you to live your brilliance. And mm-hmm. I do this in several ways. I have four separate ways I do this. First of all, I am a vocal alchemist and the host of a new radio show, The Voice of Change. I also provide hands-on body work and classes as a certified Axis STARS and body process facilitator. And see, I teach these classes of these unique, effective hands-on modalities that help anyone have more ease and joy with whatever is occurring in
right.
life. And I also work with clients privately as an ordained minister and in my two empowerment programs. The first program is Break the Mold and Live Your Brilliance, which is a 10-week mm-hmm. program. And the second is my Magic Makers Unleashed program, which is a 6-month immersion program.
Sounds very interesting. So now you've mentioned that you're a vocal alchemist. Could you explain what that is?
Yeah, a vocal alchemist. What I do, Miriam, is I basically am able to channel melody spontaneously. I do this in a few different ways. Sometimes if I'm just up in nature and feeling really inspired, I'll just start singing and could probably sing for 10 minutes straight and just usually they're melodies without words, but I can do words too. And then on other occasions, if I'm looking at a really beautiful mandala or painting with a frequency attached, like, for example, Till Swan, she's an artist. You can Google Till Swan, T-E-A-L, Swan. She calls herself Spiritual Catalyst. She has these amazing images, and whenever I gaze at those images, sometimes melodies will come through me, or I'll just sing the frequency of that painting, because everything is energy and everything is vibration. So,
mm-hmm.
so that can help elevate our frequencies when we're attuned to these vibrations of, say, joy, or say, Namaste, which means the oneness in me honors the oneness in you, the place of oneness.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's, I could go on and on about vocal alchemy. It's something that just has really, really helped me have creative expression in life, and it's something kind of new that people don't hear mm-hmm. a lot about, and so I'd like to. You know, I tell you that I incorporate that into my work right now with my empowerment program participants. And if people would like to see more examples of soul song attunements, I do offer 4 MP3s for free at my website when people sign up to my newsletter.
Oh, excellent. You know, I got to say, this is the first time I have even heard of vocal alchemy. I mean, this is very, very interesting. Now, is this similar to sound therapy or what have you? You know, how they say you, like, higher pitches actually can bring positive vibrations. I mean, is it something similar to that, I'd say?
Well, I'll just say that I've kept myself out of the scientific world as far as this is concerned. I'm aware that they have, you know, in the scientific world, they talk about musical therapy, and and then there's the subfield of musical, what do they call it, the spiritual sound healing.
Sound healing, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm not studied with this, but I do know that it's brought me a great measure of joy and relief to participate in just letting melodies flow through me, and it's a more creative endeavor, like when an artist sits down and just draws a painting. It's a very inspiring activity, and it's something that I would enjoy sharing with other people based on the energies that are in the present that want to move through me that can uplift other people. And I'm wondering if we have 3 minutes, if I could just channel a spontaneous vocal alchemy transmission right now.
Yes, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. So it is the fall equinox. I'm just going to go with my inspiration because I wasn't sure we were going to do this, but it's feeling really good today. So
okay,
in our corner of the world, and in every, I think in every, you know, it's the fall equinox here, and then, of course, in the other side of the world, Australia, it's spring equinox.
Mm-hmm.
And so the times are equal, the earth, day and night are equal, and a lot of people come together in the celebration of this season and to, you know, honor the passage of the change of seasons. And so this melody that wishes to come through is about this rite of passage and is about the celebratory nature of people getting together to partake in sacred ritual together. And it'll be, okay, here we go. And
wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you. It's just something
thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, yeah. It just brings me great joy and pleasure to just spread. It's like spreading butter on bread. It's that easy to just go there. So thank you for enjoying it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much. So now I'm going to ask you, what would someone in your empowerment program exactly experience?
Oh, yeah. So I offer these programs. They came to me in the space of meditation asking, so what are people asking for? What is something that I can provide based on what, you know, I've been through and been able to break free of? And so the first empowerment program that I have is a Break the Mold and Live Your Brilliance program, and it's 10 weeks long where my I call them clients. They will be taking, you know, they take 6 steps throughout the program, and they have the opportunity to release the struggle. A lot of times we make struggling real, like the struggle to survive.
Right.
And just kind of this big, heavy blah.
That's
not really who we are. So what they do is I have my clients take a look at discard old programming that doesn't work for them, and then they will be asked to stop settling, because a lot of times we're used to settling. Like I was used to settling in a job that wasn't the best for me. It paid the bills and everything, but I knew I could give so much more. So there's areas in our lives where unless we are actively looking and having someone else help look at our blind spots, we may be settling. And what would it be like if more of us, Miriam, lived life full force?
Right.
So, of course, you know, so with my clients, we explore where they've been settling, and they'll be asked to just stretch beyond their comfort zone. And I have a story about that. So I have a girlfriend who leads an empowerment for women group around guns and gun safety and, you know, learning to shoot a gun. And in my mind, from my point of view, I never saw myself doing that before. And it was still during the time of my life when I was formulating this program, several months ago, that she invited me to her Women's Empowerment Night to go shoot a gun. And it just, like, the lightness in my universe just expanded by thinking about it. And yet it still was scary because it's not a way I was used to seeing myself. But I knew that there was something there for me if I went. And boy, did I resist that, and I almost didn't go. There was a windstorm that night, and I just wanted to say, oh, I blame it on the windstorm, I can't come. But I was like, if I don't do this, I'll never know what it's like to just get out of my comfort zone. So I ended up going and actually had a blast, literally.
So
it can be fun to get out of your comfort zone, and you can learn stuff about you that, you know, you've never might have known about yourself.
It's just the initial getting out of it, which can be challenging.
Right, and that's why having a coach can come in to help us get through that kick in the butt that you might need. So then, you know, those are the first 2 steps, is to release the struggle, stop settling, and I'd like to tell you the other 4. We also work together to get out of self-judgment, because a lot of times self-judgment is a really heavy place to be. It's just a really negative vibration, and so we want to be able to learn self-love and self-care and gratitude for ourselves.
Wonderful.
I like number 4 because trusting yourself to create and experiencing your creative capacities is something I help cheerlead my clients with, because, you know, it took me many, many years before I could just come onto a radio show like this and open up my heart and sing from my soul in a way that's definitely that creative spark right then and right there, because I think last year, if you'd have asked me to go on the show, I might have peed my pants. I just wasn't I've gone through the change, so to speak, you know, where, to where I'm able to do that. And I think I can really help people nurture their creative natures, especially if it was stifled growing up in a program or in a mindset like a religion that you were supposed to follow there, you know, a certain way, and you weren't really nurtured. Your creativity might not have been nurtured. So,
right.
I find great pleasure in that. So,
well, and that makes a lot of sense. So, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. I see you have a special offer if someone's interested in working with you. So, could you tell us more about that?
Okay. Yes, I do have a special offer. Miriam, right now I've opened up a limited number of spots for people, for you, to have a free Live Your Brilliance Jumpstart session with me. And my aim is to give you an action plan that you can begin to implement immediately and see if we are a fit to work together further.
Okay.
And the way that you can reach me is at my website, and it's www.victoriasing.com.
Okay. Victoria Sings. Okay. All right. And I also noticed, too, that you like to grow your community through your newsletter. So could you tell us, is there a separate area for people to subscribe?
Yes. People can go to my website, and I would love to invite you to join my community, to Live Your Brilliance community. And that's where you can... put in your information. Tell me what part of the world you're from. We're growing all over the world. I have people from Ireland and India that have become members of the Live Your Brilliance community.
That's absolutely awesome. Well, Victoria, are there anywhere on social networks where people can connect with you as well?
Oh, yes. I'm definitely on social media. I love social media, and that's why it's
great.
Fun that we are having this interview today.
Yep.
My favorite place to hang out is Facebook. So people can connect with me on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Victoria Christine Dortzack. My last name is spelled Dortzack, is D-O-R-T-Z-B-A-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dortzack.
Excellent. What about Twitter?
And I am on Twitter. I am getting more following on Twitter. It's kind of hard not to when you start playing around there, too, with my radio show. So it's on Twitter, I am Live You Brilliance, and the letter U. So Live You Brilliance.
Excellent. Well, you know what? That's going to all go onto my blog post later on as well. So this is where people can also catch you through that. So thank you so much, Victoria. This was an amazing show, I have to say. Very interesting. I definitely learned a lot about vocal alchemy and so much more. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
I am very grateful, and thank you for having me, Miriam.
You're very welcome. So you have a wonderful day, and everyone, have a wonderful day and have the best week you can. Blessings to all. Take care. Bye for now.